And now it's time for Moments in Faith with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
Good morning. There are two sections of scripture that I'd like to share this morning. The first from Luke's Gospel and the second from the book of Psalms. Luke 17, verses 11 through 19, these words. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border of Samaria in Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice, and he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give thanks to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." And also from the book of Psalms, Psalm 136, verse 1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever." Several years ago, a West German professor surveyed 600 students, asking them, "What would you do if you only had one day left to live?" 20% said they would engage in immoral behavior. 18% said they would get drunk and get high on drugs. 7% said they would commit suicide. 30% say they would spend the time with loved ones. One girl said she would find a quiet church and spend the time thanking God for the wonderful life that she had been given. The professor said the girl's answer was like a breath of fresh air. The giving of thanks certainly seems to be less common than grumbling and complaining. Jesus found that to be true when only one returned to give him thanks, and that was a Samaritan. The psalmist, however, was assured that God's love endures forever, and so he could not help but give thanks. As New Testament people, you and I have every reason to give thanks. Jesus Christ has come. He was born, suffered in our place, died our death on the cross in order to redeem us from our sins, and on that third day, rise from the dead. And Jesus is coming back again. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to you, O Lord, for you are good. And your love and your mercy endure forever. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma. Pastor Nutter and all the families of faith invite you to worship with them Sundays. Worship services are at 8 and 10:30 a.m. with Sunday school and adult Bible study at 9:15. Faith Lutheran Church is located at the corner of Wilson Avenue and Bragg Circle in Tullahoma.